Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The Premier wants the teachers' union to come back to the negotiating table before taking industrial action. More than 80 schools will be impacted by tomorrow's half-day strike that'll see staff walk off the job as they fight for better pay and conditions. Roger Cook is urging the union to consider the latest updated offer.
This is a significant package. It represents a significant change and it represents an increase in the support that we provide to teachers in the classroom, in addition to the wages and conditions components of it.
A man has spent the weekend recovering in hospital after being bitten by a shark near Exmouth. It happened around 12:30 Saturday afternoon when the surfer was bitten on the foot at the Bommy surfing spot. An investigation is underway, with swimmers in the area urged to be extra cautious. The winds of change are blowing through the global economy and Australia might feel the chill. Treasurer Jim Chalmers is warning a slowdown overseas could impact our growth forecast. But despite the shaky ground, they're still aiming for a second budget surplus next month.
We feel like the first surplus last year, the first in 15 years, was an important way to put downward pressure on inflation. So our objective is still a second surplus. We're not there yet. The degree of difficulty on that has come up a bit, but that is still our objective.
Big change is coming to Geraldton, the city announcing their highest value of development applications in a decade. Applications over the past year alone totaling an impressive $144 million. In sport, the Geraldton Buccaneers continued their winning streak, the side defeating Lakeside Lightning 89-70 on Saturday night. Nicholas DeSantis a standout, leading with 24 points and 8 assists. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.